Good morning, MGTOW men. I was just having a sort of a squiz at a couple of the women on the Tale of the Fiends channel, and I thought, oh, I'll go back and try and find that fucking face. I wanted to have a look at her, you know what I mean? And then when I went to his channel, I thought, most women are not terribly attractive. They're sort of fucking ho-hum to kind of like, they got lots of problems and there's just issues, and they're not the sort of women I want to be having kids with, you know what I mean? I did find one that I thought was, fuck, she's nice, you know. But most of them are just sort of complete fuck-ups, you know. And so I thought I'd like to do just a short video on, you know, some, you know, these women that talk about all their high standards and all their delusions and, oh, he's got to be Mr. Perfect and he's just got to be gorgeous, otherwise I won't even fucking talk to him, you know. And I thought most of them are not particularly attractive themselves. They're just not, you know. And so I thought, let's do a rogues gallery of these fucking basket cases. Okay. And you know, for what it's worth, it sort of looks more like the, you know, the inpatient of the year at the psych ward, you know what I mean? And I'm not talking about, I know plenty of mentally ill people and, you know, I kind of really like them, but this is kind of like just normal crazy people, you know? They're far worse. So we go down through them and just have a look at the fucking heads on them. And there's one thing about, you know, heads, and then there's the character, you know. And most of them, I just go, fuck. Jesus, fuck, let me out of here. You know, and they're miserable and psychotic and delusional and totally self-centered, or they're fugly, you know. Just all these women with all these fucking problems. Oh, God. Oh. You know, you'd have to tie a piece of steak. You'd have to tie a piece of steak around their necks to get the dog to play with them, you know what I mean? The misery and the fucking lying and the head games and the fucking bullshit. You know, just, this is like a rogues gallery. You know, fuck, the attitude on them. And even the one who I thought was really, really handsome, I thought, fuck, she's nice looking. You know, and that's, I'm not going to scroll on forever, but this was the only one who I thought was really nice looking. This one down here. We'll get a better look at her. Come on, internet thing. Yeah. I think she's really nice looking, but there's something in her character. She's not right in the fucking head, you know? So, yeah. You know what I mean? Because I look at her and I think, oh, yeah, I'd like to fuck her because she'd be producing I could breed her for a whole heap of really good, strong, healthy, attractive children. You know what I mean? Good genetics, you know? But look at the fucking emptiness in the eyes and the bloody... Oh, God, fuck. I don't want to do this anymore. You know? While she might be really good looking, it's a bit like, you know, buying a... getting a car and, there's, you know, it's up on blocks and there's no wheels on it, you know what I mean? And someone stole the engine. It's kind of like... And I don't want to do this. I don't want to look at them. I don't want to have to deal with them. So just get out of here.